Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thanks for listening to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX, 1120 AM, 98.7 FM, 102.5-2 HD. Dave Glover is on vacation, and he is back on Thursday. We are out early at 4:30 for the Cards game. We're out all day tomorrow for the Cards game, too, but then everything's back to normal on Thursday with Dave Glover back in the driver's seat. I'm Rachel, just kind of filling in a little bit while Dave is gone. Trish is here, Andrew's here, and now we're going to talk to Dave Murray. Dave, it's another beautiful day in St. Louis.
It absolutely is. Trish, this is a little bit of information just for you.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
During the whole month of October, from start to finish, we lose 72 minutes of daylight for the entire month. That's just for you.
I like it. So every day, just a little bit more.
Just a little bit more. I think there's a little vampire in
you. She wishes to dwell in eternal darkness.
No, it's just lazy. And when it's light out, you know, you feel like you shouldn't be just laying there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like an excuse.
So, Dave, what's the weather looking like the next couple of days? Any big changes from yesterday?
No, not really. It continues to look good. We have a very weak cool front coming by Wednesday night. There might be a sprinkle with that, but that's going to be hard to find. Doesn't do much to our weather. Doesn't do much to our temperatures. A much stronger cold front comes through Thursday night. Not much moisture, maybe a sprinkle or two, but what that does is open up the north to northwest flow on Friday. Friday is sunny, breezy, and chilly. Big change in temperature, 59, 60 for the high. And we're talking 78 Wednesday, 79 on Thursday. Friday night, late Friday night, early Saturday morning, still looks like a chance of frost, especially away from the city. Most getting down into the 30s. We'll be above the freezing point, but 36 for the low. Saturday, sunny and 69. Sunday, sunny and 70. There's no big storms in sight. Again, everything's kind of in a logjam because what's left of Ian is just this big old low pressure system off the northeast coast, and that's got everything in the logjam.
Dave Murray's forecast is brought to you by Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling. Before we move on to headlines, Dave, I wanted to ask you, because we all talked about this earlier in the show, what is your favorite fall time treat this time of year?
Fall treat. Homemade applesauce.
Oh, interesting. It's a little outside of the box.
I like it.
Sounds pretty good, though.
It's really good. If you know, I'm not a huge fan of applesauce, but when I make it, and I only do it once in the fall, it's delicious.
Do you eat it cold?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't know. You had like a special recipe.
Yeah, what I'll do
is
I'll make
very
a huge
famous boiling applesauce.
That's the really hot applesauce. It's awesome.
Shut up, both of you.
How quickly she turns.
Yes.
I make a big batch and usually freeze a batch, you know, for right around Thanksgiving.
Of course, Dave's had to be super healthy. All right, let's move on to headlines. It's brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So job openings in the U.S. have dropped. They did in the month of August anyway. As of the last day of August, there were 10.1 million jobs available in the U.S. That's compared to July's number of 11.2 million openings. Obviously, kind of a significant drop there. While layoffs saw an increase in August, they still stayed near record low numbers.
Wondering how many of that is people going back to work or companies just trying to figure out how to do without.
Right.
You know, just reconfiguring things. So like, okay, we can't get anybody for this job. Let's find another way to do it.
I have an idea. Let's have that worker do 2.5 more things. And then
Rachel, you got it. You are a forward-thinking woman. That's what's happening.
I've just seen it happen quite a few times. All right. According to a new survey, CEOs are expecting a recession in the next 12 months. 86% of CEOs, to be exact. Most respondents say they expect this recession to be short and precautionary measures are already being taken in preparation. The survey was conducted with responses from more than 1,300 CEOs who are with companies with annual revenue of over $500 million. So, I mean, I don't know that they know exactly what's going to happen, but I guess they're more qualified than me to see what's coming. So
yeah.
Something to brace for.
Doesn't always feel like it.
The United States is going to require more rest between shifts for flight attendants. On Tuesday, the Federal Aviation Administration announced a new rule that would give attendants more time on their breaks. Now they would be given at least 10 hours between flight shifts, adding an hour on from a previous ruling.
Doesn't seem unreasonable.
Mm-mm. Not at all. Especially when you're, you know, taking care of people in the air. I want them as well rested and as happy as possible. This is getting into some heavier stuff here. Donald Trump is suing CNN for defamation. Did you guys see this on TV last night?
Mm-hmm.
He has reportedly filed a defamation lawsuit against the news outlet. He's seeking $475 million in damages, and the suit claims that CNN worked to defame the plaintiff in the minds of its viewers and readers for the purpose of defeating him politically.
Wonder how far that's going to go on. And if you do it for them, couldn't you do it for anyone then at that point?
Well, that's the thing. Absolutely. That's why it seems like this isn't, I don't know, I know it's shocking to hear about coming from him, but it just feels like a publicity thing, right? Like, it just feels like he's trying to stir up attention, maybe distract some certain people from certain things.
And get his people like, yeah, go after him.
Yeah, there's like no way that this could hold up in court. I mean, it's a news. You can't prove that he was, that they were doing anything to defame him intentionally. And you can't, that just would create such
could.
A, you think so?
I bet you could, yes. Yes.
Well, the suit also claims that the news painted him in the same light as Adolf Hitler. And I was watching the news last night, and there was clip after clip of him being, you know, compared directly to Hitler. So, I mean, I don't know if that is going to meet the grounds for defamation, but there's stuff there. I mean, like Dave said, I think you could probably find a way to prove at least some of it. Not all criticism is defamation, but
no,
there's a bit of a case there, I think. We'll just have to see how that plays out. There's another court battle that he's involved in. Donald Trump has gone to the Supreme Court over those Mar-a-Lago search and seizure of documents. He is asking the Supreme Court to intervene in the dispute over those materials marked as classified that the FBI seized from his estate this summer. It's an emergency request with the Supreme Court, and he's just trying to get them to step in and give him the documents back.
So he's suing to have the documents back.
He wants them back?
Let me control all
that.
He wants to ensure that the more than 100 documents marked as classified are part of this special master's review. If that request is granted, it could bolster his attempt to challenge the court and have the documents returned to him.
Huh. I wouldn't have thought that. I would have, at this point, I think he'd just be like, get him out of my face. I don't want to see him anymore.
Both sides think they're losing, Republicans and Democrats. A Pew Research Center study released Monday found that 72% of adults think their side is losing politically, no matter what that side is. That's up from 65% last year and 56% in 2020.
Yeah, losing what? Like, if you have control, if your party has control of the presidency or even the House or the Senate, I don't know what you're qualifying as losing. Momentum?
Yeah, I guess
the chatter on Twitter, like, what are you losing?
Yeah.
I think probably Democrats feel like they're losing because they've had a lot of stuff that they've tried to push through that they haven't been able to get done. And Republicans probably think they're losing because they do lack those positions of power right now. So, All right, let's move on to a little bit of lighter stuff here. I've been bombarding you with stuff about Trump and everyone thinks they're losing politically. Let's talk about Hollywood. Will Smith is generating some new Oscars buzz. He could be a nominee in the Academy that he is banned from for 10 years after he slapped Chris Rock. So he has a new film coming out that is going to be released in theaters on December 2nd and on Apple TV Plus a week later. That makes it eligible for the 2023 Oscars, and it's getting some buzz. However, if he was nominated, he would not be allowed to attend the ceremony.
It'll be interesting to see if people rush to see his movie, if that hurt him at all, or if they're rushing to see it because of that. Like, it'll be interesting to see how well this movie does.
I wonder if he's going to slap Chris Rock in this movie.
Why would the Academy nominate him for an Oscar?
Well, here's the thing. He could be nominated. I just doubt he would, because you have to do so much, like, lobbying to get nominated, and he's banned from all of those events. So I just don't see it really
the
happening.
The movie
for him
itself
for at
could.
Least, right. But him personally, if he's not allowed to, you know, do the circuits and go to all the brunches and stuff, I doubt that he would be considered, because he's been kicked out of the club a
little
bit.
Which is a shame, though, because if the movie is really worth it and the role is really worth it and he can't, just because... I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm just saying he did it to himself.
A little slapping.
No. I know. I'm saying he did it to himself, but it's really a shame if this is like the movie of his career and the role of his career.
I feel you, Trish. I always do say that I feel bad for him because he did it to himself. Like to watch it all go up in flames and you have no one to blame other than yourself.
Yes.
That is a huge bummer. And I feel for him on that level. But he shouldn't have, as Dave said, assaulted anyone on stage on national television. That was a pretty stupid thing to do.
Trish is over here like, Chris Rock shouldn't have made him do that.
That was not my point at all. You just totally took it wrong. Oh, you too.
Leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
So Netflix needs an actor to play Prince Harry in season 6 of The Crown. So if you know anyone who looks
Andrew?
Like him.
I'll do it. I'm in.
How's your accent?
Send me the. No, wait, that's not an accent.
You just got louder.
Script. Send me the script.
And my final story here, the Hollywood sign is getting a revamp. It's getting a makeover. They started using 250 gallons of primer and white paint to spruce up the sign ahead of its centennial next year. This is kind of cool. It was originally built in 1923, and it read Hollywood Land. It was to promote a property development, and it was originally intended to only stand for 18 months. But in 1978, it was replaced with a new one that simply reads Hollywood, and it's gotten a revamp every 10 years since. Just kind of cool.
I didn't know any of that.
There you go.
So, little Hollywood history for you on the DGS. Dave, thanks so much for hanging out with us. We will talk to you on Thursday.
You got it.
You're listening to The Dave Glover Show on KMOX. It's 424, brought to you by the Heisey Advisory Group, and you are listening to The Dave Glover Show. It's our last segment because we are out of here early for the Cardinals game. Going to hand it over to Matt Pauly and the pregame show pretty soon here, and off tomorrow for the Cards game too. But Dave Glover is back from vacation on Thursday, so never fear. He's coming back, and he's coming back soon. We're going to do our audio segment, and we're going to start with Trish.
So this is about Ed Sheeran and copywriting Marvin Gaye's song, Let's Get It On. So about 6 months ago, he was accused of copying Shape of You, but that court case was dismissed. And now he's being sued over Thinking Out Loud, if you remember that slow song from 2014. So they put the two together so you can kind of hear a mashup, Thinking Out Loud and Let's Get It On.
Trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on. Oh, come on. Woo!
Darling, I will be loving you till 17.
So this is a mashup, but you can kind of hear how...
Baby.
They're very similar. So he's being sued for $100 million in damages, and that's by one of the co-writers of the song, saying that he stole some of the melody, the rhythm, the harmonies, the drums, the backing chorus, the tempo, and the looping. We'll see how that turns out.
And no one noticed until now.
Well, first of all, that mashup is a total banger, and I will be listening to that again.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I just feel like the popular music has been around for so long, like 100 years at this point. I think that parallel thought is a thing, and it should be allowed to happen. Like, you know what I mean?
True, but you can't completely rip off a melody.
I don't think he did.
From one song to another. I'm not saying he did or not, but
no,
I'm just
saying. You definitely can't do that, but I'm just saying, I don't know. Even putting them, like, right next to each other like that, I just don't really. I mean, they're in the same key, and they have a similar melody. Which, frankly, a lot of songs have a melody that's kind of, a lot of like slowy kind of R&B kind of songs have that melody, and have that tempo, and are in that key. I just don't really.
Well,
I don't know.
He
don't
asked
really
for the case to be dismissed. The judge denied it, so it will go to a jury.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Ooh.
Okay, my audio is another TikTok. Yes, I spend a lot of time on TikTok, okay? And it's someone warning you why you should not steal from Target or Walmart.
Stop stealing from Target and Walmart because they're trying to send you to jail. Like, I'm not joking. A lot of people, they don't realize that Target and Walmart have systems where they know that you're stealing, and they're literally watching you from every single corner of the store. So when you think you took off that barcode and, you know, put on something else and you're scanning it, those cameras are catching you. They have whole departments that are dedicated to just watching shoppers.
Yes.
And they check to see if you know,
yep,
you're stealing or not. Some Walmarts or Target will stop you before you actually steal it because they know that you have it on you. Other places, however, will let you steal a certain amount of stuff to where they can pursue a felony charge on you because they're just kind of evil like that.
I love that the responsibility is placed on Target and Walmart for being evil and not the fact that you're committing a felony by stealing so many goods from their stores.
And then he finds it outrageous that they're actually trying to prevent shoplifting from their stores.
Hello.
Did this guy just learn about stealing today? Like, he just learned about stealing and then just learned that it's bad all within the same, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't even seem like he thinks it's bad. He thinks it's bad
right.
If you prosecute for it. Then you're a bad, mean person. So I don't know, it just really made me roll my eyes and laugh. Guys, thanks for listening to the Dave Glover Show on KMOX. Matt Pauly is up next with the pregame show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!